The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Good afternoon, Anthony. We have a holiday here in South Africa, so things are relatively quiet, but I presume nothing is quiet in Israel.
Tzoraim tovim. No, good afternoon. Nothing is quiet in Israel at all. Lots and lots of activity going on. Israel has been accused of, again, striking against targets in Syria overnight. Apparently this time around, it was a suburb of Damascus that was struck. Some reports are suggesting that missiles were fired from the Israeli side of the border in the Golan Heights towards a particular target in that suburb of Damascus. It is not clear exactly what might have been targeted on this particular occasion, and indeed whether it was Israel, because, of course, the reports that we are following are not confirmed by the Israeli authorities, the IDF. So we are just speculating. Of course, the Syrian news agency report says that anti-missile systems were deployed on the Syrian side, that they managed to shoot down most of the missiles that were fired towards that suburb of Beirut, of Damascus, and yet they are reporting that one soldier was killed and that some damage was caused by this particular strike. Some speculation that there was a flight that landed around the Damascus area from Tehran, potentially carrying some military hardware from Iran, and this may well be the reason why Israel chose to attack. As we've discovered through some reports that we've read earlier this week, we mostly don't really know why attacks are being carried out, if indeed they are being carried out by Israel, and we assume that they are. We have every reason to believe that these attacks are initiated by Israel. We don't really always know exactly what lies behind these attacks because, as the Washington Post was reporting earlier this week, certain attacks that took place last year and even the year before were being directed towards some chemical weapons facilities in Syria. So it's not clear, but it's not clear exactly why these attacks have been taking place now overnight last night. Apparently 10 to 1 this morning, that's when the Syrian military source said the attack was initiated. But we probably believe that they were from Israel, and we would be very interested to know exactly why Israel chose to carry out these attacks on this occasion, if in fact that was the case.
I gather, Anthony, that a number of employees at the Knesset have gone into quarantine after an outbreak of COVID in the Knesset. Who has been affected? Yeah. Anyone significant?
Well, this really goes to the heart of government, doesn't it, when we have an Omicron outbreak in the Knesset building itself. We are being told that 21 Knesset security guards and employees, as well as one member of Knesset, being Mayor Porush, have gone into isolation after a guard tested positive for Omicron. And as we've heard from other parts of the world, this Omicron variant seems to be very, very contagious indeed, because it's not only the very heart of government in the Knesset that's been affected. And we also understand that there's been a major outbreak at a religious girls' mm-hmm. school in Jerusalem, where quite a number of the girls have been tested during a routine test, we are told. So there are regular tests that are being undertaken at schools around Israel in order to check exactly what's happening. But we understand that during a routine test that has been carried out at the school, that something like 64 pupils and teachers were found to be positive with Omicron. So that's another example where there's been a massive outbreak. And then there's a third story about 10 Omicron cases that were discovered on two separate inbound flights coming into Israel. So whereas we were counting the Omicron cases in singles and tens and dozens, now it seems that we're moving into the hundreds in terms of how Omicron is spreading itself around Israel. And from there, it seems almost impossible to avoid a significant further outbreak. The only hope that we have is that because of our level of vaccination, that serious illnesses and deaths will be avoided, because we are being told from every scientific source that we read that even though Omicron is extremely contagious and spreads very, very quickly and very, very easily, it's not necessarily as catastrophic. It's not something that causes such grave illness as the previous variants have done. So it's our hope that those people who have contracted Omicron will get it relatively lightly, and that everybody will be back to usual activities without too much ado, without becoming too ill. But of course, it is concerning when there is an outbreak like this right at the very heart of the Knesset, with so many people already being sent into quarantine as a result of having been diagnosed positive with the virus.
Well, I think if it's any consolation, it's we've had it for some weeks already. It is virulent. It does go through very quickly, and it affects a lot of people. But it does tend to affect the younger demographic. It is, and definitely doesn't seem to be anywhere near as serious. I think part of the problem might be that it's taken a while to pick up, because people don't feel necessarily much in the way of symptoms when they are infectious. And in Gauteng, we may have already reached our peak on this. So speed and not being very serious is what one's looking for to change a virus like this.
Right. So obviously Israel has tried wherever possible to keep the virus out to whatever extent that's been possible by somewhat closing the borders. But as already previously discussed, Israelis are entitled to travel backwards and forwards to those countries that are not on the red list. Mm. Quite a number of additional countries have now been added to the red list as a result of the outbreak of the virus. They're becoming more serious, including Spain, including Scandinavian countries. And a number of countries are also scheduled to go onto the red list, or at least threats are being made that they will go onto the red list, and which means that Israelis will be prevented from traveling to those countries, and Israelis returning from those countries will need to go into hotel quarantine. So Israel has tried somehow to keep it out. I think that seems, from what we can gather, to have failed. I think that massive outbreak at the girls' school might not even have been detected if there hadn't been a routine testing program put in place, which seems to detect this, because perhaps symptoms were not even being detected there. So we will just have to see how this progresses over the next week or two, in the hope that, you know, whatever has been borne out in South Africa and other countries will also be the same here. Not too serious, quite contagious, reach peak very quickly, and not overload the medical system, which is, of course, critical.
And finally, Anthony, we have an item that Jews dressed as Muslims have been arrested for trying to gain access to the Temple Mount. What lies behind this?
Well, so this is a very, very strange situation where a particular Jewish group who have as their intention to try and gain access to the Temple Mount for the purposes of prayer have been arrested. There were two members of this group that were arrested by police after they were found to be trying to conceal themselves as Muslims to gain access to the Temple Mount. Now, what we know is that Jews are currently not allowed by Israeli police regulations to pray on the Temple Mount or even to bring religious items onto the Temple Mount for fear that it might instigate some sort of unrest. And what the police have decided is that it would be better to limit people in their freedom than risk the possibility of a major outbreak of violence, of disturbance, of unrest happening in that Temple Mount area, which remains highly controversial. Mm-hmm. Jews, of course, feel that they have the right to go to the Temple Mount to pray there. This is under Israeli control. Why on earth would it be the situation that a holy site like the Temple Mount, which is under Israeli control, is out of bounds to Jews in terms of being able to pray there? So therefore, we find people undertaking things like trying to get dressed up as Muslims, because Muslims are free to move on to the Temple Mount and pretty much do as they please. Highly controversial. in general, the topic of the conversation in general, and even more controversial when you hear about people dressing up as Muslims in order to try and gain access to the Temple Mount. Very, very strange indeed.
Mm-hmm. No, it is, but in light of what's been happening in the last few months, it strikes me as being not unexpected, and I'm sure it will sort of up the ante somewhat. Anthony, thank you very much for your insights and the information you've passed on to us.